What's up, y'all? It's your man, Sam, host of the Just Talk with Sam show. Hey, before we get into the free funny, I just want to address something. First off, I know it's a little bit after the holidays, but I just want to say thank you for donating on the Sam Show Nation page. Hit the donate button. You guys kicked in a couple dollars. That don't mean stop. Please keep doing it, because y'all keeping this project going. Y'all keeping the podcast going. Y'all keeping it free. And for those who didn't, you guys can go to samshownation.com, click the donate button. You guys can donate up to a dollar to $3.5 billion if you just got it laying around. That helps us pay for server costs. That helps us pay for new mics and a bunch of other stuff we use around here to make the podcast better. So, thank you guys. Second off, let's get into the business. We got three sponsors. It's almost New Year's, but it's a little holidays too. And if you notice, it is the holiday season for your pets. So if you go to samshownation.com, click the current promotions button, go to PetSmart, get some stuff for your pets. Get them a good gift, man. Get them one of those sweaters. Get them some accessories, a water bowl for your cat, dog, hamster, Gila monster, whatever you got. Whatever pet you got is their holiday too. Go hook them up. If you do it now, it's up to 15% off a lot of the accessories we have, and they got the holiday clearance. So if you just want your pet to have the holiday season all year round, it's the best time to get it. And always, you don't even have to spend $50. If you click the link at samshownation.com, $49 and above, your shipping is only $5. Whatever you get, just click the link. You could get whatever. It's only $5. You can't beat that with a stick. So go to PetSmart via SamShowNation.com. Second sponsor we got is Starbucks. Starbucks. Who doesn't need some coffee after the holiday season? Your in-laws are gone. You're cleaning up. You're doing whatever you got to do. And quite honestly, if you get down like we get down on New Year's, you're going to need some coffee New Year's Day. I should have said New Year's Eve, but you're going to need some coffee. Me personally, I always said it. I'm a hazelnut brother. I'm going to have my hazelnut black. You know, it happens. You indulge a little bit on New Year's Eve. But whatever coffee you like, pretend you're a barista. You could get your holiday packages. You could get your hazelnut. You could get your vanilla bean. Whatever you get it from Starbucks by hitting the Starbucks link at samshownation.com under current promotions. And we'll hook you up as far as price. I don't exactly know what you're getting. Even accessories. Hey, maybe you want a Keurig or you want to buy a thing of K-Cups. You can do it via samshownation.com. Click the Starbucks thing and, you know, get into your inner barista. And lastly, I got to thank the good folks at Amazon.com. Look, let's face it. Holidays are over, almost over with, I should say. You didn't exactly get what you thought you was going to get Christmas morning. What better way to get what you know you wanted is to click the Amazon link at SamShowNation.com. It ain't going to cost you less. It's not going to cost you more. But whatever you purchase, I ain't going to lie to you, we'll get a small cut and it keeps the podcast rolling. So go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. Get what you really wanted for Christmas. I don't know what you wanted for Christmas. You know what you wanted for Christmas. You can get it via Amazon, via Sam Show Nation. So, now that we got that going on, hey, I love my guest who's came in and helping us out in the den. It's my girl, Brandy. Look, we don't talk about a lot of stuff around here. Let's see if the Mayans are right. If the Mayans are right and 2012 actually do happen and all this stuff is over with, what better way to spend the last remaining days before we jump into an apocalyptic situation with the two best women I know, as super producer Tasha and my good buddy Brandy Tangle. Let's get into the free funny. I will see y'all in about a minute and a half. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Yeah, we back, man. Look, I want to say this every time Brandy's on the goddamn podcast. This is Man Sam. Hold on, let me just introduce myself. This is Man Sam. Just Talking with Sam podcast. Now that we got that out of the way, let me talk about my good friend Brandy. Every time Brandy's here, I give some over the top intro and tell her how much I love her. I don't have to this time, man. I'm just honestly, this shit has been going on before we hit record. This whole podcast has been going on since before we hit record, and I said it in the intro, if I was ever more happy to spend the last days on Earth, if the Mayans are right, nigga, I seen 2012, that movie,
yeah,
that's some good points.
Really scared me. I mean, they did have a little.
I don't believe them. I think they're full of shit. I really do. I believe. All right, look, here's my belief. They're not gonna make a movie out of this shit, but my belief is that the Mayans, just their chief export is just making fucking calendars. That's all they do. Like, that's all they did. Like, how sometimes the whatever ethnic group, like, I don't know what it is with Latin folks with oranges, I don't know what it is with Asian people with technology, the Mayans just make calendars, and then they got sick of it. They like, you know what, fuck it, man, it's over. I'm not making another calendar. The last fucking day is in 2012. You kiss my ass, I'm out.
Well, shit, I hope that's all it is.
Shit, because if it comes down to it, January 1st gonna be a bitch. Oh, shit. New Year's Day is gonna be a motherfucker for them. New Year's Day, 2013. It's gonna be me and 200 niggas outside the Mayan calendar. Hey, y'all really fucked up. Y'all really fucked that one up, though.
Wow.
I cussed out a lot of people last night.
Seriously, dude.
I cussed out a lot. I can't even go back. I can't even go back to my job. I gotta fuck with you on yours. I cussed out a lot of motherfuckers. I thought the world was ending. I raped two bitches before I got here.
Sam.
I thought it was over.
You raped?
Well, I figure if it's gonna go out, if it's gonna go down, you mean to tell me if the end of the world happened, you would get a little rapey?
No.
Really?
A little rapey.
Really?
Sad. I don't want vagina.
Well, okay. I meant guys. But if the end of the world went down, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Well, shit just gonna go around. You about to give me this dick, huh? Sam?
You about to whip it out here. Right. Let me jack it off a little bit.
Well, it's a lot of niggas. It's a lot of motherfuckers who...
I don't even want nobody that much. Get on somewhere.
I'm just saying, man.
It's crazy.
I'm just saying, man. Look, before we jump into this end of the world shit, I just want to say thanks. And the fans, they love you too,
I
Brandy.
I know. Thank you. Oh, I didn't know people like listening to me that much. Because at my house, they always want me to shut up. So thank you. And I've been reading these.
She's not on Twitter. So I couldn't send these shit to
I'm
going to
make a Twitter account, though, I promise.
Man, but Joux, avid listener, he was like, you know, he was just listening to the episode, you know, 107. I think that was the last one you was on. You was talking about your back problems. Obviously, you cool.
I'm good now. Thanks everybody for asking.
It was a lot of cool stuff, and we got from the episode. I just I don't want you to get messed up. Now, I'm glad you're feeling better, but if you ever have to go back to the doctor, I Facebooked you the other day. If you ever have to go back to your doctor, I want to come, man. Just let me know. I miss your doctor, Ole Miss. Hey, if y'all don't know what we talking about, go to episode like 107, man. Ole Miss, that's my motherfucker.
That was not my doctor, Sam. That
I don't give a goddamn, man. That
ER nurse. That motherfucker at the time being though.
Like your doctor, that at the time, he's a game show host. he got that swagger that like Family Feud, Richard Dawson swagger. He just walked up, hey, kissing everybody. That was another weird thing.
So maybe he wanted to kiss people.
I don't know, man. When last time your doctor kissed you?
She hasn't.
Exactly.
We don't get down like that.
Her doctor walked in. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Grabbed her hand like affectionately, like.
Well, like he was about to propose.
Sorta. It was like the proposal hand grab. Like, I heard the music and shit. If you just walked in. Oh, yeah. It's time to be the doc. Yo, doctor the shit, man. Your doctor came in. Alright. Gave you a kiss. Which is weird. Which is still weird to me. Like, kiss on the hand. Like,
he grabbed my hand and then he was like, I don't know if it made him nervous or what, but then he dropped the pills.
Yeah,
he dropped everything. He just started getting all jittery and clumsy.
Maybe he was liking you.
You too much woman for. He was just like, I ain't been around this in a long time.
But I ain't give a damn what he did, long as he gave me something with a narcotic in it. I really didn't.
But
care.
He had you guessing what the fuck was wrong with you. That was my shit. That's why I call him. Not only like he had the Southern Old Miss vibe, he was like a plantation owner. How he sounds? Well, Miss Brandy.
He probably wanted me to be his house nigga.
I guess so, man. Like,
was he white?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like
he looked actually like a plantation owner.
Slash gang. Yes. Yes.
All the way white.
He looks like a real life Colonel Sanders. Mm-hmm. And then he had you guess what the fuck is wrong with you. And then what was even weirder, he had me guess. It's just, well, Brandy, I heard you had some back problems. This, he could have did the Family Feud shit. He was just like, all right, we polled America. And the top five answers are on the board. What could make you, what could make your back feel so bad? He looked at me. Oh, no.
Exactly. That's why I'm here.
I slept wrong. You gonna play a steal. You gonna play a steal, goddammit. It's time to play the few.
Oh my god, Sam, shut up.
You gonna play a steal. Walk up to your brother. Alright, how you doing, man? We pulled America. We got four more asses on the board. But that's her doctor, man. I love her. I love Ole Miss. I don't even want to know his real name. We call him Ole Miss.
I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure if I go to receiving again, he'll be there with open arms.
Man, you gotta go.
What I got to go to receiving for?
Just one time.
We saw the lady with the burgundy.
Oh,
bottle.
Yeah, the lady with the with the fake Louboutins.
Burgundy bottle?
It's burgundy bottles.
Burgundy
not bottles. Red bottoms. But Todd, you got to fix your mic just a little bit.
Maybe she thought they was real.
That motherfucker, I've never seen a person so happy to be in the doctor's office for anything. She's sitting back. She's watching. She's in the waiting room just hanging out.
Sam said she lived there.
She got to. She's hanging out.
With burgundy bottoms on. What type of clothes she have on?
She just have regular shit. Like, you see how we are not dressed up right now.
No, we're not.
That's what she was wearing. Watching TBS version of I Am Legend.
Was she a patient?
No!
No, and we never saw
her. We was there for
her
a minute.
Go check to see if anybody was there with her. Like, you know, check on somebody she there with. Nothing. She just sat
she
there.
She was chilling.
Watching movies.
Because receiving be smelling like pee and stuff sometimes.
Yes, it does.
It's her pee.
I can't imagine sitting up in there.
It's, she
and
was
we
just
was
hanging.
In there all day, Tasha. I mean, that wasn't even that long ago. That was earlier this year. So
yeah, it was earlier this
we
year.
We was in there for a long time.
That's how I know.
Believe it.
Old Miss is still there, dog. Receive, we don't
when
know.
You got to receive when you get shot.
Right. And yeah. It was a couple people.
It was a couple
there
people in there
shot.
Who got shot.
It was somebody dead outside of my little. Not dead, Lord forgive me. But
on
they were
way.
Slumped like in a chair. And Sam kept saying, like, why they won't get, put him in a room? It's like five empty rooms.
It's like
right
five.
There.
And then like, it hit
crazy.
Me. It hit me why they wouldn't. And then it
see,
was
me
like,
and Sam used to the bougie hospitals.
I'm not.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry, my baby is going to be born at Beaumont. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we at.
Like.
Don't take me to hustle.
Like, her.
Or John. Or
she
John.
Do. She do have a bougie doctor. Her doctor comes in. There's like fucking. I think her doctor trying to fuck her. I mean, I'm just going to be real with it. It's like incense. Dude, it's incense and scented candles playing.
Really?
It is like she says she's trying to make her feel comfortable.
Sam, that's our family
doctor. She ain't never did that shit to me, man.
Who, our family doctor?
We can't throw her name out there.
I know, I'm just saying, our family doctor.
Our family doctor, when I walk in, hey, what's up, Sam? Almost like this is all business. What's up, Sam? Hey, doctor.
I
guess
your favorite color is purple, so the office is nice and purple, and she's a small, really small office, but she's a good doctor, so I like her.
Yeah.
See,
and
I've never
seen doctor too.
I've never seen the purple room. That's how I know she's trying to fuck you, dog. Like, she comes out, it smells like scented candles. It's like,
Sam, she went to Costco and got some air wicks, and that's scented candles.
I have yet to have any of this. Why the lights is turned down a little bit lower when you walk in? There's smooth jazz playing.
Well, you got to go see her in a couple weeks anyway.
Yeah, I got to. I want the smooth jazz and I want the.
But
Sam
she
said
she
shots.
Don't do that. Aww. Aww, Sam, are you gonna cry?
No.
You sure.
I'm pretty sure. I want to fuck. I want what? She I want what she get. It took her a second. It took her a second.
Why are you trying to have sex with the doctor?
Because she's. I want her to at least attempt.
You jealous, man?
A little bit, man.
She be having the moveset for Tasha, huh? She
yes.
Do some shit for you.
Like,
all right, Sam. See you all next right. Time.
Spread your cheeks and lift your sack. This is all. It's
sorry,
all medical.
It's not that attractive. Some mold down there.
Like.
Some roots.
Like, I joked about this last
smooth part, then it gets rough.
I joked about it last week on some other shit.
Oh my god.
Like, when she walks, alright, when I go in, it's all business. Just do what you gotta do. Just do what you're told. She's sweet, but when it comes down to Tasha's candles plan, it's jet.
I have never seen a candle lit in the office for me.
I have.
Like, they just light candles like, oh, my God.
You stay in the waiting room, Sam. You stay in the waiting room. And then there's, like, a jazz version of pop songs. Like, when I go in, it's just like.
I want to know what doctor this is, because this ain't my doctor. I ain't
bullshit. She hiding something. She walks in, it's a lot of. Yeah, it's just very nice. She walks in. Are you doing okay with your pregnancy? Is everything going all right? And then I try to chime in, you know, you tell each stuff like, yeah, I'm doing good, you know, baby kicking, yada yada split. I try to chime in just to add my own opinion. It's like, well, you know, she has been. Hey, no, you stay in the waiting room. I don't even get a word in. And
well,
then
that is our family doctor that you're talking about, right?
Well, she's trying to start a family with your ass. She's trying to start a family.
Now,
with
what
your
about my OB?
I have never met that. Actually, I have. I met you.
I was about to say, Sam, I know you have met
him. No, he has not. He ain't been to the doctor with me one time.
I went to
he
the one
went
that
to the
matters.
Ultrasound. He did not come to the actual doctor.
That's the one that matters.
One time.
That's the one that matters.
He had them call him on the phone. When I first told him I was pregnant, I said, Sam, I'm pregnant. You show?
I said, you sure?
I done took three tests. It say pregnant. I need you to go to the doctor. And
I really
show.
Need you to go to the doctors and check. It's not that
I took one set of tests, then got up in the next morning, took the second set of tests. The line getting darker and darker and darker, and I go to the doctor and take their test. Then she called, oh, you're congratulations, you're going to be a dad. Okay.
Cool. All right.
Wow. Weirdo. So he take my word for it.
But he only went to one doctor's appointment. That's not good, Sam.
I did go. That's what I'm saying. He
I went
been,
to the one that mattered.
That ain't the one
what
that mattered.
You why you couldn't go?
I was at work.
Now, he off work next week. I got a doctor's appointment next Friday. Are you going to go?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because it don't matter no more. I don't want to not have the smooth jazz play for me. I don't want to walk in and see that shit.
That's a whole different doctor.
And I don't even know what I'm walking into with that one.
You want to the OB, not the family doctor.
All right, and let me tell you why. All right, you know, I can break character for a second. I'm going to take your little bit that we do all the time when you try to get serious. Let's break character. Hold on, one second. I got to break character. I'm sorry.
No.
This is what it is. Hi, my name is Sam. I'm the host of Just Talk with Sam show.
Oh, my God.
Now, I know we kick out a lot of dick jokes, but I'm going to be serious right now. And be, if y'all let me, just for a second. The reason you had to jump through a few of the hoops I threw out when you first got pregnant is because I used to be a bit of a male slut. I'm a little proud of that. Not a lot, but just a little bit. And I used to hang around with females.
Horse.
Don't say female. Thank you, Tasha.
Okay.
Don't say
okay,
female.
okay.
Ooh,
all right.
I got a story for you when we get off mic.
Hoes.
Got to tell the story on mic.
We should. We're going to answer two questions. And we're going to get into it because that's a podcast in itself.
No, we should get into it.
No.
Because talking about hoes. We can get this.
Here it is. Here's why. I've had a couple of pregnancy scares. Just playing the field.
How are you always strapped it up?
This is why.
That's because them heifers seeing the dollar sign when they talk
exactly.
About it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. I believe my wife is looking for a hidden agenda. I believe you do.
If I ain't showed it to you by now, Sam.
See, I believe it's like a slow burn. It's going to come when I least expect it. It is going to cost me a shit ton of money. So, that was just like my little whore check.
But everybody else, haven't they put their...
All right, I'm done being serious now.
Face up there first. They didn't wait as long as Tasha did to throw it out there.
What if it's a slow burn, man? What if it's a sleeper cell? That shit is out there, nigga. That shit is out there.
I feel like a whore because I waited as long because I had thought I had sex with you too early. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, you actually had sex with me too late. But it's like 2 months, man. I wanted to tap out. I was about to leave.
And like, Sam, shut up.
Look, me and you have talked about being in a crunch.
I'm still in one. I'm telling you.
Bullshit. I read that tweet. Glenn said you can get it. That's
I
all he wrote.
Glenn
you
from
don't
a
know
can of pain.
Hold up. Glenn, if you listening. Now, you keep listening. You can follow me on when she get that Twitter
ain't
account.
I never met his penis. Not once.
Ain't for you to meet. He said, Brandy, you can get it. It's right there. Look, it's right
so
there.
So I just supposed to say, hey, give me a call, Glenn. My number is...
You and your infected penis.
Exactly.
Hold on. You don't know what Glenn is. This could be Glenn Rice. This could be... It's a lot of Glenn. It could be giant Glenn. Had some astronaut dick. When the last time you had some...
what about the
electrician? When the last time you had some dick that was on space?
What about the electrician?
It could have been him.
You might want him. He might have some stuff.
Girl. Sasha, don't tell me. What's his number?
I hope it's...
I think he got a wife. I got his number, though.
I hope it's John Glenn. You know what? I hope
girl.
You get some space dick.
He like he'll scoop you.
Oh, he a big man, huh?
He ain't fat, though.
No, but I'm just saying.
Look at Brandon.
So is that, oh, so Doc Glenn is appealing. Doc Glenn. Now you love Glenn.
But I don't think it's our electrician.
Yeah. I don't think it's, it could be but I hope it's John Glenn. I hope it's an old white astronaut dick just waiting.
Seriously,
you is crazy.
What if he into the swirl? What if he died with the swirl?
Not saying anything.
Was John Glenn still alive?
Sam, no.
Is John Glenn still alive?
I don't think he is, Sam.
Once again, man, Brandy, I'm glad you're here since we got out all of that bullshit. And quite honestly, since you're here, you mind helping us ask some questions? Just
sure.
Ask my ass. Answer some questions because who are we kidding?
we gonna answer one goddamn question, and then we gonna get into our own thing. Look, fans, I'm sorry. Nation, let's call them Nation. They got the name now. Nation, listen. When it's me and Tasha, or me and Marlene, or me, Tasha, and Marlene, or whoever. All right, here's the list of the people who will not answer your questions. Me, Brandy, BK, like we don't know his name.
Right.
Whatever. Big Man. Oh, are we missing anybody else who just, we go get into our own shit and never answer a question? That's about it. So, Tasha, try to keep us on the straight and narrow if you can. We go start with this one question.
It's already funny.
We know the truth. I sit back and I listen to this shit sometimes, and I get that one out of the way. If you hear, because I listen to what me and you was on, we answered two questions. Out of an hour, we answered two fucking easy ass questions.
And that's supposed to be a main part of the podcast.
So is. This is a main part. This is a question and answer part. But anyway, fuck it. Next week, probably Tasha gonna be with me. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, or anything else, you can always hit us up at samshownation.com, or you can just email your questions at justtalkwithsam, no G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Just talk with Sam, no G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Here we go. No, I gotta say it like this because I know the question. All right, look, this is a layup question. I can answer this shit, and it'd be over. First question come from Lindsay. Lindsay writes, Sam, for years you have been threatening when you have a kid, you are going to stop the podcast. Is that so?
Yep.
Also, P.S. She got a little P.S.
Oh, wow.
P.S. I also subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, and I listen to you every week, as well as subscribe to the Samshinary.
As you should.
Aww.
All right, Lindsay, let me tell you. Thank you. Thank you, Lindsay, for just going out of your way, doing all that unnecessary shit. Well, you know, subscribe, rate, and review. You can't do it again. 5 stars, girl. 5 stars. Well, Lindsay could be a guy name, too. Hold on. Well, 5 stars,
I'm
Lindsay.
Gonna say, I'm going to say she a woman because I hope me no guy too. Writes like that.
Right.
But, like, Lindsay, you know, Lindsay is one of them names where you can.
But the language of her comment.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got
you.
You
know, it makes sense.
All right, Lindsay, to answer that question, no. You know what? For the longest time, I did threaten. I was like, the second I have a kid, I'm going to stop the podcast. I'm just be a square motherfucker. I realized I can't do that. I want to so bad, but I would ruin. This podcast is a front, Lindsay. Let me be the first thing to say. This is all the conversations we've ever had. We just press record. That's the only thing we did, Lindsay. So I would drive Tasha, Brandy, or whoever else crazy. So I figure if we're going to do it, let the public see it. So I don't think I'm going to end it. I always threaten I would and hide it from the kid. But quite honestly, y'all motherfuckers did a lot in the last 2 years. I would feel weird if I ended it.
Exactly.
I would feel weird if I ended it not on a level of, like, y'all motherfuckers just stop listening. So, that's that. As far as...
I don't think... I would never ask him to end it.
Yeah.
If he came up with it, I said, no, that's, you need your outlet. We all need our outlet.
And yeah. I guess this is it.
Some people jack off.
Like my cousin.
Hey, it is like what it is. You gotta get it in. But one thing I am looking forward to because of this kid, I realize I can't die.
No, you can't.
I realize that shit. I gotta look forward to, like, existential shit. One of the things I look, like, I'm not gonna hide it. I thought I was gonna be a shitty dad. I think I'm gonna be a good one. I'm gonna fuck up along the way. But
I really don't think so,
yeah,
Sam.
I'm telling you, I am.
I really don't.
Like, I don't get some shit out of the way. Like, just some of the shit I want to do. Like, I look forward. Believe it or not, I do look forward to my funeral.
Oh, my Lord. That's not.
Look. Here it is.
You talking about, Sam. Now you about to make me cut your
ass
off.
It's morbid. It is a little bit morbid.
Okay, we all know we got to deal with that. But who wants to talk about that with a baby on the way?
Me.
No, we don't.
Here's why.
You're about to be talking to yourself,
Sam. Hear me out. It is a bit selfish. But my funeral, like, I talked about the funeral with Tasha, the funeral playlist episode. Like, I got a playlist set. Sing these fucking songs, goddamn. I'm not here to say what y'all do or die, but my request, that entire thing is bullshit. I want the funeral playlist. But if I had to pick one of the things I want to do for my funeral, I want a Flo Rida concert at my funeral. Just right, as soon as he closed the casket, I just want Flo Rida to show up and do a full-on fucking concert. Just to fuck with y'all. Because y'all will never be able to
just
tell y'all.
Just gotta sit down.
Exactly. Just, I want y'all to have fun with this shit.
No, damn well, we ain't going nowhere. But next subject, Sam. We're not about to sit up here and keep talking about that.
What's the... Hey, if... All right. Well, peace out, Sam, man. You've been a good dude. And then all of a sudden... What the fuck? That would be the shit. I want him to open with this.
Lord, he better open.
Oh, look at you. He better open with that shit. I'm just saying, Flo Rida. I'm not a big Flo Rida fan, but.
I'm not at all.
For real.
Here's the deal with Flo Rida, though.
Bottom jeans, he lost
that was it.
Here's the deal with Flo Rida.
Flo Rida's for the white people.
Yes, he is.
We did lose him in the trade. We did lose, like, we lost Flo Rida to white people. But that's the thing about Flo Rida. You know all his songs. You made a, I found out I was a fan last week. I know all his shit. And you know what? I just want to make y'all feel uncomfortable about funeral. Be like, hey. And not be able to explain it to anyone else. That shit, how you feel, Brandy? Gotta be honest, man. I don't know how to feel. Sam went out, that was my motherfucker, but that concert was the shit, man.
Get out of here.
What? Okay, I'm gonna play another Flo Rida song.
Don't.
Here it is. If you don't know the song,
I'll guarantee I don't know it.
You'll know this song? Yeah. Everyone knows all the Flo Rida songs. You singing along with the shit.
Oh my God, this is a Flo Rida
song. This is a Flo Rida song.
Oh my goodness, I did not know this.
That's why I said everyone knows all his songs. I'm a Flo Rida.
Never admit it.
This is the shit right here. Oh, yes! Hold on, let me pull up! Yeah! It's a cold ass concert!
Sam, how do we get from answering this girl question?
That's what I'm saying.
And why is you sweating like a crackhead?
Because it's hot as hell, this motherfucker!
No, it's not, no. Sam. It is not hot in here.
Maybe to y'all. I'm wearing 3 shirts, dog.
Okay,
look, hey, that's how I get down. I wear short sleeve shorts under long sleeve shirts under short sleeve shirts, nigga. That's how I get down.
Oh my God, I ain't heard that in a long time.
That's why.
Oh, I'm Flo Rida shit.
Now, this is the classic. Yes, it was. What was this? 07? 06? 07?
Something like that, isn't it?
Snap bottom jeans. Yo, song.
Girl, I wear that bottom jeans.
Then I went the hole in mine.
This is when T-Pain was. This was when, like, the black folks still had them. But yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. You are a Flo Rida fan. You just don't know it.
This was the truth, though. This really was. All
right, I'm gonna play one more, and I'm gonna attempt to answer another question. Hold on, hold. The slow jam.
What song is this?
Flo Rida. Bullshit. Told you, motherfucker. My gift to y'all. Let this podcast take off. This motherfucker gonna be there. I told you, you were a Flo Rida fan. You just don't know it. We all are Flo Rida fans. Yes, we're all Flo Rida fans. All
right, dang it.
You okay over there?
This is like for real.
Now you open it up like, God damn, I am a Flo Rida
fan. Myself. I just
realized I'm a Flo Rida fan. Okay. That's how I was last week. Flo Rida make a lot of songs that you know, but you wouldn't think. Hold on. One more. I thought I was going to end it. Here, one more. This is now this one that sneak up on you. This one we really lost on. That's why I said. Yeah.
Now this was, I liked this song.
I did too.
I really did like this and the video. So
you ain't the only one. Y'all still listening, Lindsay? I hope we answer your question. So there you go, Brandy.
I know now that song was, but the other two.
Yeah, you crazy. You are a Flo Rida fan. That's why I said if I got big enough, I haven't played a fiddle.
You ain't gotta get
everybody in this room is basically closet Flo Rida fan.
Exactly.
Everyone here is a closet Flo Rida fan. Don't fuck with me. Like I told you, like it is what it is. It's a sad day. I will fuck with Tasha. I'm gonna have one of the girls from the 50 list. Oh shit, you ain't been here. The 50 list. Me and Lexa, the person who made shout out Lexa. I know you listening, girl. Who made the Samptionary.
Can't prove what?
She made it?
That she's listening.
Shit, watch one of these fucking words be on that goddamn list. Bullshit. We all closet Flo Rida fans. We learned a lot this episode.
We really did.
But the 50 list is we argue constantly. And it turned into, if I had to have 50, like, celebrity crushes, I don't know how we got on it. I was like, I had one of the girls on the 50 list. And I thought of 50 names of people, like, I don't want to say cheat because cheat is a bad word, but to some degree, with Tasha, I was like, look, they came to me. You can't get mad at me for this. Like, these are 50 females from the 50 list. Go on up, read off some names if you want. They're, the 50 list.
Rosario Dawson.
I would do unspeakable things to Tasha. I would kill Tasha in her sleep.
Shirley Manson.
From Garbage? The lead singer from Garbage? Look, no. With the red hair? Oh, my God. They not in particular order. That's another thing.
You going to put Michelle Obama
on. Oh, Michelle can get it. God damn it.
Sam, you crazy.
Hey, Barack ain't no dumbass.
Rachel Ray, she pretty.
Rachel Ray. Shit, I get a good bill, too? Oh, shit. It's old.
Kerry Washington.
It's some people on that list. So, you can pick a name at random. I just want them to just show up, hug Tasha, and give me like a little kiss. Just to have her freak out. Like, goddamn.
Oh, we'll just be fighting. That's just what it'll be.
Tasha.
You gonna put Beyonce at 49.
I don't know, man.
Beyonce, you just not thought of her.
I did think of it, but like it'd be one of those things was just like, goddamn, you know, Sam had a little thing with
had to throw your girl Toni Braxton. Your daddy gonna
Shit, I would've got disowned. I would've got disowned from my daddy if Toni Braxton was not on that list.
Right.
No Tamar, man. I just
can't get over. You gotta get your life.
Boy, shit. Breathe again. You had me there.
Oh, wow. Who is Retta?
Queen of Duke, girl. I know you ain't. Hey, I'm not picky. I like girls with a little meat on them. When it comes down to Retta,
ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. We'd go, we'd hang out.
Sam, we see you was a closet chubby chaser. That's all that meant.
Low key as hell.
What you say?
A little bit.
Low. That's what I said.
So
low
the first one, he started dating me, and he decided to marry me. So what that tell you?
That's what I'm saying.
Because
all the rest of them been little sticks.
All right, I'll give you a little hint.
And they all out the damn picture.
I'll give you a little hint. Big girls know how to dance. I don't give a goddamn. Big girls, if you listen, please tweet me at Sam Show 11. That means if you know how to dance, you know how to do something else. Y'all work a little harder in that bedroom. I ain't gonna bullshit you.
I'm telling you, I am a big girl and I approve this message.
Cha cha, real smooth, nigga.
You about to stick me in the day is long. Really? Really?
Oh my god.
Shots out real smooth. Hey,
how to get stuck in my toe.
I can't believe it.
I couldn't imagine Sam with a little skinny girl because he's so him. And that hurt.
Girl,
like his bones hurt me, so I can imagine two little skinny people rubbing. Heck.
We start a fire, baby. Start a fire. I'm just saying, the big, like, I'm not afraid of a big girl. Sometimes
you shouldn't be, baby, because I put it on you. That's why you ain't afraid of a big girl.
I'm just saying.
And you the man, you shouldn't be afraid of nothing.
I'm not.
You should be afraid of them skinny girls.
Skinny girls got problems. I'm not saying all
I know you can fold
girls
up in little pretzel shapes, but still.
Like, that's fun until you run into skinny girl problems. And then
my rib, my hip bone.
But hey, wait.
You pop my knee out of place.
But if you a dude, you wear that shit like a badge of honor. Hell yeah. Like, hell yeah. Like,
but that pelvis, the pelvis action, don't that hurt?
Like, shit, that text the next day don't. That text the next day. Sam, I think you punctured my uterus. I sent a text back. Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Oh my God, Sam. Can we get off this? We're
talking about Lizzie, I'm sorry. All right, Lizzie, we answered your question in depth. We found out some shit about ourselves.
We gave you too many answers.
Yes, as always.
If you're a big girl, Lindsay, forward your picture the same.
There it is, girl. Cha-cha real smooth.
No, that ain't the song. You like to wobble. That's your song.
Right.
Hey, big now, girl, bag it up.
That's the big girl song.
Son of a bitch. Alright, we'll try to, this is the second question.
Oh shit, we got the two.
We got the two. That's a fucking achievement.
Nah.
Why you bullshit? Tyson, thank you for helping us get back on track. Cause we
I didn't. I was with the big girl bagging up. I was about to sing the wobble. You got the wobble on.
Why here? You bullshit?
Right. Why you ain't chime that in, Sam?
Cause we found out we Flo Rida fans. We all found out we Flo Rida fans at the same fucking time.
He was about to slow.
At first, I was just like you. Like, man, I don't know about this guy. You know, he had me with the one song he did with T-Pain. And after that, we was like, hey.
That's how I sound at the beginning.
And yes. Then, you know, all you got to do, Google Flo Rida. Like, gosh, that motherfucker
I
made
did
that.
I did not know he had all of these hits.
But my big girls out there. Lizzy, I hope Lizzy a big girl die. Lizzy, I do a little bit because she probably. Why you bullshit? Lizzy is at her cubicle listening to this shit. Uh oh. She tear that shit up.
And they got little John on it to keep it crunk.
Lizzy is in accounts receivable getting it, motherfucker. Hell yeah, Lizzy.
Big girls anthem right there. That's the only song I like to dance to right here. For real.
What, you never cha-cha real smooth?
Cha-cha real smooth ain't for me.
Cha-cha real smooth.
Because they ask you to go low. I can't go low.
What?
That song ain't for big girls.
See, I'm not a dancer, but I got that shit.
The wobble is simple.
Exactly.
Nah, what's more simple than a motherfucker telling you what to do?
The
clap, 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 clap your hands.
The wobble is way more simple than the cha-cha slide.
Clap, 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 clap your hands. I was all into
first
that song.
Of all, we wobbling right now.
That taught me what to do. No one can see you, but all right, whatever. Shit. All right, Lindsay.
Now I want to go to Nikki's on my birthday.
We have spent a lot of time on Lindsay. Lindsay feels special as hell, die. Hell yeah.
You a big girl, Lindsay. Tweet him your picture.
Lindsay, please tweet us. Just one picture to like.
Now, if you ain't a big girl, keep your damn picture to yourself.
I didn't say that.
Right, I
didn't say that, motherfucker. This is my show. Not. I didn't say that.
This our show. I run this.
Bullshit.
I run this.
Send it to the website. Go to the fucking. We all see that
send
shit.
Send it to me, and if it's good enough, I'll stop.
We all see it. SamShowNation.com. Go ahead. Show a lot of big girls.
We have a big girl contest on the Sam Show.
No.
Here we are.
Why not?
Sponsored by Ashley Stewart.
I don't want nobody to win that bitch.
Well, we
get an order. Sam, they had to cut out the side of my house.
Now, if your legs is coming out the side, your belly stuck in the middle. No, we ain't, that ain't big girl. That's near death.
Has somebody on hoarders saying they had to cut out the side of my house to take my picture? Did I win $100?
Nope.
You know what?
That ain't gonna put your damn wall
now,
if your
belly,
up.
Now, if you walk and your kneecaps hit the underside of your belly, that's how big girl we talking about.
Hey, real talk. I give it $100. Just walk over and get it. Walk over here and get it.
She gonna come over here on her scooter and get it. Cause she
exactly.
Came home.
She gotta fuck her husband around.
That's why I'm scared to get on one of Target when my back be hurting. I don't look pregnant from the back, so
I don't care.
care if my knee felt like it didn't even exist. I would
they
not
looking
get on
why her fat ass on that yeah. thing. She don't need it.
It got the nerve to have a pack.
She needs to get up and walk.
Got the nerve to have a pack of cookies in the basket.
It that's is what it is.
They Oreos too. Can get some milk. Thank you.
Low fat motherfucker. What? What you gonna say? I got slip fast too. You ain't paying attention to that shit.
And then the embarrassing part is when they backing up. Beep.
Girl. All that's I think about is wide low. Shit, why do we do that though? Why would y'all put that on there?
Oh, watch out, mama. That's what it is.
Man, like I said, I would wobble around Target
girl,
before I get on
I
one of them.
I would limp, hop, whatever I got to do, but I would not get on one of them things.
Son of a bitch. All right, for real. For real. For real. We're going to go for two.
It's a question too, dude.
For real. We're going to go for two. We're going to try.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you're a big girl and you ride a rascal, send us a picture of that, too.
Here it is. We're going to talk to Jig, because Jig going to break this shit down. Because it's always a relationship question.
Oh, Lord.
Jen is a woman.
Can we not read okay. that?
It's a relationship question. It is what it is. For some reason, we get relationship questions.
I guess.
All right. You know what? Fuck it. We'll go with Ryan. We'll go with Ryan because this shit's fun, and Jen going to break it down. Jen,
I don't need nothing depressing.
No. All right. Well, this is from Ryan. Ryan is a dude. Ryan, he just let it out. Sam, should I tell my wife I slept with the motel maid?
Huh?
Oh, no, wait, there's more. There's a story to it. Oh, you ain't gonna like this.
Go ahead.
While my chubby wife was jogging outside the motel. Nah. Oh, no, finish.
No.
Like it don't say. He said, while my chubby wife was jogging outside the motel, an attractive Spanish maid came into my room.
His wife not attractive
he said
anymore?
Basically. I guess. No,
I guess chubby ain't attractive to him.
He ain't a chubby chaser. Yeah, he don't like the wobble. He said she was flirty at first, then it got hot and steamy.
Oh, wow.
What motel was you at?
First of all, I've seen hotel maids. Ain't none of them.
Hold on. Wait.
All right.
Hold on. And then this is the next sentence. I swear to God, this is the next sentence. We had sex on my bed. I can tell this maid likes me. No bullshit. I can tell this maid likes me. Should I dump my wife for the hot maid? Sometimes.
I don't even want to talk to his ass.
Hold on, wait. Sometimes the maid purposely bent over so I could see her butt.
After y'all had sex?
First of all,
how
many times is you standing in this hotel?
That's what I'm saying. And then he said we had
sex. Do they live there? Or y'all, you know how people go move in a hotel?
Well.
Do y'all live there?
Hotel? I don't even feel right answering this question until I get some more information.
Hold on. Hurricane Sandy was a motherfucker. All right. I will say that.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Ryan, if he's listening.
No, let me tell you something.
I got a small question for Ryan.
No, wait, hold your question. Let me say this. I have seen hotel maids.
Uh-huh.
They either are old and black with jerry curls, or they're old Hispanic with three teeth.
He said Spanish.
There, I have not seen a hot hotel maid.
In the movies, maybe.
So I think he dreamed that or something.
Hold on.
Because ain't none of them cute.
Hold on.
Now, Ryan. The girls at the front desk be cute.
Exactly. Because
they got to be cute. But the maids be looking horrific.
All right, Ryan, off the top. I'm not going to agree with you off the top. I really need you to send me a tweet or something with this question. Did you get this motel from hotels.com at the Sam Show Nation?
You know what?
Hey, why are you bullshit?
Ain't that a bitch?
So that 10, and plus you ain't number the 2 second dude because your wife went for a jog. And if your wife is a big girl, that jog didn't last that long and neither did you.
Well, if your wife's a big girl, she tried to work on it. She ain't got no hum around.
He must be Quicksilver because you didn't have time to, you know. All right, like Tasha said, if she a chubby girl, she went out for a jog. She actually probably just went out for a short stroll. All
right.
She may have got stroked herself. You don't know.
Exactly. Well, I hope you did, honey, whoever you are.
Hold on. Nah, the answer is question. He said, should I tell my wife? That's an initial question. I would like to say no.
I got a couple more questions for him. Do you got a churn? Maybe she chubby for a reason.
That's what I said. I need some more info.
You little
yeah,
chick,
it's a little
you little chick bastard.
But right now, wait.
More than likely, he does, Sam.
Hey,
for
Ryan,
real, first
I
of all,
don't know. Ryan, subscribe rating.
First
you.
Of all, if he probably raped the hotel maid. He didn't cheat.
Whoa,
give it up.
Hey, you don't get that motherfucker.
Hey, I'm just saying. First of all. Like I said, if she was jogging, she went out there no longer than 10 to 15 minutes. I have tried to jog. It ain't last that long.
I have tried to jog.
It ain't last that long. I walk briskly. I don't jog. It's a difference. Nah, look, that's one thing. So she wasn't out there that long. Meaning your little sex page, you had to hide you what you would. It must have been going on beforehand.
Let me tell you something. Exactly. He had the. You know what he got? Let me. Y'all don't speak, dude. Brady, you used.
See, apparently you don't. This dude is lying.
You used to speak, dude. It is. He could be lying. I'm just thankful that if he used hotels.com with Sam Show, they should pay.
Hey, forget that.
Bullshit. They pay for a lot of shit around this motherfucker.
That's nice, but that one right there, forget that. He ain't got to use hotels.com.
Ryan, fuck her. Ryan, keep using hotels.com to see your Spanish.
Now, you be honest with me, Sam. How many attractive housekeepers have you seen in the hotel?
Really? Two.
Over how
they
many years?
They were actually housekeepers and not front desk girls.
Or two.
Or just brought you some pillows. So the front desk will walk with them and bring some pillows.
Yeah, they will. Late at
night. See, that's the thing. I don't know. Like I'm saying.
So in the morning, when you checking out and you see the carts in the hallway, how many of them was hot?
None.
One of those two.
How many teeth did she have?
I didn't care. At that point, when I saw the knot. But man, we don't know what Ryan into. The answer is question. Don't tell your wife yet.
Tell him.
Ryan wrote that because he got something to lose. He got some shit to lose, and apparently
he probably stay in California.
So it is. Ryan need to blow up. Hold on, Ryan. This is when you do it. If the Mayans are right, do that shit on the first. Do that shit on the January 1st. Then you do it. But I figure for the next 2 weeks, motherfucker, just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. If the Mayans are right, you golden, man. And thanks for using hotels.com for the Sam Show Nation page. But yeah, I would like some more information on that, you know. But other than that, no, don't tell her shit, dude. Apparently, as of right now, you gotta wait. I hope and pray to God you to use your real name for this fucking podcast, because you know your wife can hear this shit. We on iTunes, goddamn. Subscribe, rate, review.
I hope so. I hope you.
But
know
you see what I'm saying? If he's like Ronald Jenkins, I hope his name is like Mike. Something, you know, don't be that dumbass that uses real name. But yeah, just shut the fuck up. If the Mayans are right, you got a clean getaway, motherfucker. But tell me I'm wrong. Okay, tell me I'm wrong. Like, let me get this straight. December 31st. If I knew in my heart that this shit was gonna be over. You see the 50 list, and they came up to me. Oh, look at Tasha. Look. Yeah. Where your list, motherfucker? Bullshit. That goes another way. If Shamar Moore walked up. Well, not to
nobody
you.
He ain't him. Even. He is a throwback, Sam. Ain't nobody looking at him no more.
For real.
Okay, goddammit. Here's how full of shit you are. If Shamar Moore walked up to you right now.
Somebody want his yellow cell?
A shirtless Shamar Moore. You would throw a shirtless Shamar Moore.
I haven't messed with a light-skinned person in I don't know how long.
Thank you.
Sam.
What's the motherfucker from?
Now, if you said Idris Elba, then I'd be like, well,
I'm
going
to have to stand in that line because there's going to be a whole flock of bitches waiting on
him. Okay. But let's, all right, dark-skinned. You dark-skinned, bro. Okay, you like your dark-skinned brothers.
Black.
Okay. Sam, what color is
Okay, all right. Dish Mood, the motherfucker from Blood Diamond. You know who I'm talking about.
Hansu.
Jaman Hansu. Blood Diamond, motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he don't really get me going like
because, no, he don't get me going like Idris Elba.
No, he don't.
Well, Stringer Bell, look.
Stringer Bell.
Like, Stringer Bell, I get it. Like, no homo here, but I understand. Like, I'm securing myself where I can say, like, yeah, I get it. I understand why motherfucker got hoes following. It's a reason, all right? It's like, it's not a gay thing anymore. It's just a sight thing. If you got sight, you can understand.
I like Will Harris, too.
Really?
Yeah. All right. I like him.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that man named Sean? He on General Hospital. He plays Sean on General Hospital. That's a sexy dark-skinned man.
But anyway, back to the 50 list.
You know who else is a sexy dark-skinned man?
Who?
Samuel McClain.
Oh, she only saying that because she's sleeping with the host. I was going to cut off her mic. I was going to cut off her mic if she didn't say that shit. I really was. Like, all right. I'm just saying, December 31st, Taraji P. Henson walk up to me, and this is not nothing against Taraji. But on the 50 list, she kind of like mid-level. I wrote it. on the 50 list. If Taraji P. Henson walked up to me and asked Tasha, hey, do I have your permission to...
No.
Really? Taraji P.
How
Henson.
How much you paying?
Exactly. She got bands in the
I want an Emmy, whatever else you got, and I want $2 million
she got
for
an
that.
Emmy? All right.
She got the money.
Okay, let's just go through the 50 list. All right, the 50 list. I'm going to just name names. Who get the okay from you on the 50 list?
How much money on the line?
Alright, to blanket all of them. To blanket all of them, because they all have...
They gotta pay me for that.
They all have different, you know, tax brackets. Let's just say 1 hour, not a whole day, and decent proposal rules. 1 hour, though, instead of a whole day. $20,000. Everybody on this list. Everybody on this list got $20,000.
Y'all make that in a year? What the...
Hold on. No, for an hour, up. Though. For an hour.
I don't.
All right, for now.
Put up some. At least they had 100,000, Sam.
Exactly.
Everybody on this list, they got 100,000.
Well, combined, they better make it.
Like, I'm looking at some of these people on this list. Everybody got 100,000. April Macy does not have 100,000.
Well, she better make it happen.
Who else ain't got 100,000? Retta ain't got 100,000.
She might.
Retta does not have 100,000. No. Look. I like Parks and Recreation.
Sam. $100,000 is decent. It's an average.
It, of all the people on this list?
Because you got the low-end people, and then you got somebody like Beyonce.
Dana Davis does not have $100,000. Huh? Dana Davis does not have
$100,000. $100,000, so I'll take it or leave.
All right, fine. You know what? Fictional rules apply. It's the end of the world. Fuck it. They can lie to you. You fuck it. $100,000.
And I want 50% up front.
All right, yes, no. Let's just, since we got like roughly 10 minutes. Yes or no, we answered two questions. We did damn good.
Damn.
We did damn good.
Telling you.
I feel good. Okay, yes or no? Let's just go. Because I know some of these. Padme Lakshi, girl from Food Network, 100,000 for an hour. These are yes or no questions, Sasha.
Yeah, she
all right. All right. Beyonce, 100,000 for an hour.
Nope, she got more than
taxed.
That. She got more than
so.
That.
All right, fine. Chrisette Michelle. You look up to Chrisette Michelle. That would be weird.
No, I'm gonna say no.
And to keep it fair, keep it fair. Next show, I want you to have your 50 list for 100,000. We could just, unless you just know it off the top of your head. Okay, I'm just gonna rattle off names: Dana Davis, Vanessa Williams, Fancy. Yep, even Fancy from Jamie Foxx show. To all three. All right, Toni Braxton, Sophia Vergara.
No, she really ain't got that money. Sophia Vergara, I give you a yell on that one.
Okay,
that's the girl from. That was in the Madea movie. Is that her?
Sophia Vergara?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's write this shit down.
Sophia. You go try it.
All right. Rashida Jones, Mila Kunis, Regina Hall, Kat Dennings.
I give you yell on those.
Nose on all of those.
I give you yell
on those. Oh. All right. Let's write this shit down. All right. Dinamontes.
No.
Right, you the only motherfucker who saw Burlesque.
Who is that?
Remember in Burlesque, the like pale girl who was showing the
Dina Vontaze, she real pale and she got jet black hair.
And
she's a burlesque.
It's just pull up a picture. Pull up a picture and show it to her. All right, why are we doing that?
Okay.
All right, fine. No, just so Brandy know what you're talking about. Jill Scott, Candy Alexander.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Nope, I like Jill Scott.
Oh, the niggas she look up to and she can't get... It's hard to admire somebody who fuck you again.
Right. She don't want to lose the love she got for these people.
Nia Long. Angela Bassett. Aisha Keys.
Aisha Keys?
Alicia Keys.
Maybe. Yeah.
Alicia Keys. Girl on fire. All right. Real talk. I got a kiss on the cheek from Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah. I do. All right.
I got a kiss on the cheek from Alicia Keys like 8 years ago, and I'm still living through it.
Did you wash that cheek yet?
Where you was at the Fox?
Sure was. That girl's on fire. Well,
she gonna be on fire. She only get an hour.
All right, here it is. Kimberly Elise, Emmanuel Chickwee.
No, I don't know her.
Sloan from fucking Entourage.
Really, no.
God damn, you got beef with Sloan? Emma Stone, Aisha Tyler, Elizabeth Banks, Jennifer Hudson, Katy Perry, Maya Rudolph, Mindy Kaling, Retta, Olivia Munn, Paula Patton, Selma Hayek.
I give you Paula Patton.
All right.
As long as I get Robin Thicke. I think that's a good
choice. Sure, yeah. I'm just saying. Baby.
I'm gonna be a girl on fire. White fire.
Here it is. All right. We're getting to the last 20. Here it is. Selma Hayek, Gabrielle Union, Zoe Saldana, Taraji P. Henson, Giada. Giada.
No to Giada.
Fuck. Really?
I give you a pass on the other ones. No to Giada.
All of them except Giada. Hey, Selma Hayek, motherfucker. All right. Tiffany Haddish, April nope. Macy, mm-mm. Michelle Obama.
Nope, because as long as I get Barack, he can have Michelle.
Now that's a hell of a trade.
That's a hell of a trade. We're going to change some laws in this bitch.
I'm telling you. I'll get some presidential stuff.
I'm telling you. That is one sign on the
well,
name. One of those over office balls. I'm
well, he ain't doing one of these moves. Well, Natasha, I don't really cheat. But the word is going to end tomorrow. And
Michelle with my man. So
exactly.
You may as well go on and give up.
Alright, we had we're closing it on the top 10. Anna Kendrick.
Don't know her.
Amy Adams. And nope. Allison Brie.
Don't know her either, no.
Ronda Rousey.
Don't know her either.
Ronda Rousey beat your ass.
I don't know.
I don't care.
The female MMA fighter?
Nope, really no.
Ronda Rousey beat your ass and take it.
Heck
Ronda Rousey beat my ass and take it.
Well.
All right, here it is. Danica McKellar, Christina Hendricks, Rachel Ray, Shakira.
No to Rachel Ray.
Yes to Rachel Ray?
No to Rachel Ray. No food. No people that can cook.
Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? You only need to fucking be hungry.
Yep, pretty much. You going to choose one of the other. You don't get
all right, top five. Shakira, Kerry nope. Washington, Amy Schumer.
Nope.
Shirley nope. Manson, Rosario Dawson.
Nope. And no to the Rosario Dawson.
What's wrong with Rosario Dawson?
You know how I feel about her. She like a dude.
Was there a dog, Matt? Look.
She like a dude. She got dude neck.
Let me tell you something.
She got football player neck, dude. I don't care what look, you say. Check her neck.
Here it
and
is.
Her,
here
and
it
her
is.
Panties, because there might be some balls in there.
We got like 5 minutes left. Fans, if y'all still listening.
Wish can I give you my list?
Yeah, fuck it. Go. Yo, if you could just crank out.
All right.
If you could think of 50 names this quick.
I'm going to give you 10. Justin Timberlake.
For 100 grand, right? It's the same 100 grand? Alright, if I say no.
Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke. I throw Sean Blakemore on there. I throw Idris Elba on there. I throw the president on there. I'm throwing Jimmy Fallon on there. Just because I think he hot.
Okay. I give you Barack, Jimmy Ryan Fallon.
Done.
I give you Barack, Jimmy Fallon.
I got five more people. I got Steve Burden from General Hospital. He played Jason Morgan.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I got Maurice Bernard from General Hospital.
Still don't.
Sonny.
Sonny Gray, baby.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck just happened?
I love
him. Everybody else was like, Sonny.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm going to throw one of my little lightweight crushes in there. I'm going to throw him in there and see how this goes. My Terrence J, because I think he's cute. And who else am I missing?
I give you Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I throw Chris Brown on the top of that list, baby.
Sure would, Chris Brown.
Off the
so
top.
Who do I get out of those?
All right, you get Barack and Jimmy Fallon, and no more double mint for you off the top. You know what? Fuck it. I give you Chris Brown because you're going to say some shit, and he's going to bust the fuck out of you. You're going to be like, well, you ain't shit. I could have had Robin Thicke. Then you're going to jaw the fuck out of your ass.
No to Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake?
No, because I want you to have Chris Brown just so you say some shit out of the way. Just so you
people
say
some change, Sam. People change.
The bullshit.
But I can't have Robin Thicke or Justin Timberlake.
That motherfucker did not change. Chris Brown.
How you know Rihanna ain't do something in there?
Oh, I'm well aware she did some shit.
I am too.
I have no real proof
can I get
to
Stevie
back
J?
This shit up.
Can I get Stevie J?
No.
Okay.
Just because he's on that horseshit show.
Can I get Jim Jones?
Yeah. Hey, if you could take balling for like 18 years, you don't be like, what?
It's only for 1 hour, Sam.
Huh?
It's only for 1 hour.
Hey, if you could take it, that's a clinky motherfucker. You strike me as a clinky motherfucker. I saw a little piece of that show. When you watch it, he strikes me as a clinky motherfucker. You
he
got
don't
Jim
seem
Jones.
Clingy no. To me. He's a little distant.
Yeah. Not okay. Distant.
Okay. Pretty much.
Okay. I want you to. I just want you to.
So
have
who on my list do I get?
Chris Brown,
uh-huh.
Barack Obama,
uh-huh.
And Jimmy Fallon.
You gotta let her have Idris Elba. What is you talking
string
about?
String a bell, man.
Sam.
Here's why.
Cause Sam think he
here's
might
why.
Put it down and
that's
then have me walking crooked.
Like she
here's why.
That nigga too
I,
much.
I saw Luther. No, you cannot have that motherfucker. I I got Luther on Netflix. You cannot have that. He's the black Batman. You can kiss my ass. I saw Luther, goddammit. You cannot have him.
So why can't I have Robin Thicke?
That motherfucking career over anyway. I got Paul Patton, so fuck it. Give us a. Like, what? Where? He gonna fucking pull a Remy Shad on us. Come out with two more albums.
Make me a 50 list when I go home.
Look at you. I'm gonna
Trey Songz gonna be at the top of mine.
Trey Songz may be like number 47. Yeah. Trey Songz is cute, but he's like a kid to me.
Yeah, he still got his childlike little ways, but I love his music. Like,
I feel good. I think I hit every.
There's a couple wrestlers on, man. You got Jeff Hardy. You got Rob Van Dam.
All right, here it is. Make the 50 list.
My shit gonna be looking like a 70 list, man.
Shit, my shit was about 75. I had to cut some people off. Believe it or not, Holly Berry got edged out by Retta. So that shows I got love for the big girls. Holly Berry was beat. Retta, if you listening. Retta tweeted me one time, so there's an offshot chance she's listening. Retta.
I got to throw my LeBron Queen of James Duke. On there.
The Queen of Duke. Who?
LeBron James. He's just so big.
That motherfucker look like he was about to cry all the time.
I don't care. He's 6'7", baby. I don't care.
All right.
I got to climb up to get the right.
Here it is. Since Tasha's podcast isn't coming out, it just isn't. We have been pushing the N-word for
she
almost a year.
She needs to.
That's a podcast
really
ain't coming out
for that too.
The N-word.
I may do one trial episode.
You did three already.
How? Like, seriously?
God damn it. All right.
You gonna be my first guest. This is basically like, this is the N-word going
this
on.
This is
now.
The N-word, except I'm talking.
So, I mean, come on now.
All right, here it is. Brandy will be on the N-word if it ever happens.
Mm-hmm. She should really do it though.
And
really
until
I just
then,
I can't find her to talk about for an hour. We're gonna be like, well,
it's not hard. The I'd be the first
dick,
one to
dick, penis, yeah, penis,
right?
Penis. That's all it's gonna turn into.
It sure is. But see, Sam could do a podcast by himself.
So
he
could.
Can talk. I can't.
Yeah.
Here it is. Well, until next week, until the N word or what have you, they will come off their 50 list. I got no problem. Y'all more than welcome to run that shit back, so I can just shut the fuck up for half an hour.
That's an hour.
That is an hour.
Right there, because you know we got to say
my 50 list could take an hour. Like, Brandon was here when we talked about a piece of the 50 list.
Yeah.
That took about 45 minutes, and we had to answer a question. Just like always. But if anything, if you got questions, comments, concerns, and always, you can always hit us up at Shamshow Nation. Tasha, get it out.
Hit me on Instagram, Real Tasha Mac, and really? Real Tasha _ Mac.
It's always some new shit.
Hit me up on Twitter at Real Tasha Mac. Hit me up on Facebook. Go to Shamshow Nation page. You'll find me.
Or the same theories.
I just don't like giving my Twitter name because it's my whole name, so that's why. Not my Twitter name, my Facebook. So.
Yeah, no one figured that shit out already, okay? All right, everyone's dumb. No one figured that shit out.
I let them figure it out, but I'm not about to say it.
Brandy, where can fams reach you? Preferably Glenn.
On Facebook, Brandy Lovey Tingle.
And you always hit up the man, SamShowNation.com, SamShow11 on Twitter. And until then, I guess I'll holler at y'all next week. Get y'all 50 list together, man. Peace out, y'all.